Man shot by police in Kenosha was wanted for sexual assault. By Joel B. Polak on August 24, 2020. Jacob Blake, the 29-year-old black man shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, on Sunday, was wanted on charges of sexual assault, among others, according to the Associated Press. The AP reported Monday. Online court records indicate Kenosha County prosecutors charged Blake on July 6 with third-degree sexual assault, trespassing and disorderly conduct in connection with domestic abuse. An arrest warrant was issued for Blake the following day. The records contain no further details and do not list an attorney for Blake. Another article from 2015 describes a Jacob Blake, aged 24, who had to be subdued by a police dog after he resisted arrest following an armed altercation in a bar. The Racine County Eye reported. Jacob Blake, 24, of Racine, was charged Monday in Racine County Circuit Court with one felony count of resisting arrest causing a soft tissue injury to a police officer and one misdemeanor count each of carrying a concealed weapon, carrying a firearm while intoxicated, endangering safety use of a dangerous weapon, and disorderly conduct. If convicted, he will face up to 8.5 years in prison and or up to $50,000 in fines. According to the criminal complaint, Blake and two women were at the Brass Monkey Tavern, 1436 Junction Avenue, Saturday when Blake got into an argument with another patron and pulled a black handgun. Blake pointed the gun at the other man, and the magazine fell to the floor. The bartender told Blake to leave, and he did, but then pointed the gun through the window at patrons inside the bar before walking south on Junction Avenue. Police say they encountered a woman walking on Junction who was in the bar with Blake, but she said she didn't know what happened and that her friends left without her in a silver SUV. A few moments later, officers were advised that a silver SUV was traveling north on Junction with a male subject driving who matched the description of Blake, and they initiated a traffic stop in the 1200 block of Racine Avenue. Believing the driver was armed, police conducted a high-risk traffic stop, the complaint reads, and ordered Blake to put his hands out the window of the vehicle. Instead, Blake exited the SUV and started walking toward officers and ignored commands to get down on the ground. Officers forced Blake to the ground and ordered him to put his hands behind his back. When Blake refused to comply, K-9 Dozer was deployed to force the defendant into compliance. Breitbart News attempted to confirm that the same individual was involved in both altercations. The telephone line of the Racine Police Department was busy. Blake was shot several times on Sunday evening after walking away from police officers, who had reportedly attempted to subdue him with a taser, and reaching inside a vehicle. Riots, looting, and arson erupted in the aftermath. The National Guard were deployed to Racine on Monday and an 8 p.m. curfew has been imposed on part of Kenosha County. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.